Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, today is a very special day. You know, it seems like, I don't know, really, yesterday that we just did our 100th podcast show, but this is our actual 200th podcast show. And instead of me being the host and asking the questions, I bring my great friend back in the studio, Inspector Dave. And Inspector Dave now is the host of the show. So, Inspector Dave, welcome to your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I got a promotion here and a pay raise and everything. This is great. And to be involved on the 200th podcast, it's special for me. So you went from Joey B's Outdoor Adventure to Joey B Outdoors, Science, and Nature. What was that all about?
Well, it's like this. As an environmental scientist, you know, I'm filming out in the wild, and you have been there, and we filmed the organic garden with you and a few other pieces. And I realized that podcast is an actual platform that so many people that are going for walks or jogging or they're driving to work, and some people are actually allowed to have headphones on. They might just be working on their computer. And it is by the millions that people listen to podcasts. So I just knew that there was another forum out there. And there's a reason why I named the podcast show different than Joey B's Outdoor Adventure, which is our TV site. The podcast for the outdoors part is I'm giving tips that are out there. You know, you're the typical, and so many people are just the outdoorsman. Well, it might be a tip on how to purchase a kayak. Well, the nature part, because of Joey B Outdoors Science and Nature, the nature part is I'm doing a podcast show that will be released in a week. It's the rebirth of a wetlands, and I get to speak about that. And then there's always the science behind. And the science behind are things like when I was out doing my grizzly bear research, I was able to do a podcast show about it to teach people, well, what is it like to be a scientist out in the field? So that's how I went from Joey B Outdoors to Joey B's Outdoor Science and Nature.
So I'm sure the listeners all want to know, what is your studio that you record in? What's it really like? Give us a picture.
Well, the picture is this, because you know this, we're in a glass enclosed, beautiful place, get to look out and see nature. But the most important part is I did a lot of homework and found state-of-the-art podcast recording equipment. And you know me, I'm up at 4:30 in the morning. So I actually get to record so many of my shows bright and early because I want to get in the studio. Morning person do it. But I also have a piece of equipment of the podcast equipment that I can actually take, and I call it Joey B on the road, because we can't always get everyone in the studio, but I can also go on the road and record and get the same quality sound somewhere else, most times out in nature somewhere.
Now, you really have a lot of different people that you interview and a lot of guests that come in. Are you still learning from your podcast show?
Well, for me, it's like this. I research every topic. You know for sure that I am this note guy. Like, I take notes on everything, everywhere I go. I am a reader, a highlighter. This is what I do. And I'll give you a cool example. A week ago, I did a podcast show on mockingbirds. And I found out about the male and female when they were building the nest. I found out that the male primarily builds the nest, you know, the bulk of it, and the female lines the nest. And that was a cool fact for me to learn about it. And then I also found out a cool fact about mockingbirds, that they can learn up to 200 sounds during their lifetime. And that's why their songs change. So for me, every podcast show is a learning adventure for me.
Okay, well, that's important. I find the same thing. Life is a learning adventure. And we should never stop learning throughout our lives. There's so much to know. Now, you go out and you speak in public often. Tell us a few stories about your public speaking engagements.
Well, if I was going to rank them, and I'll get to scouts in a second because Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts are important to me. Well, I do school assemblies, but I love being when I come right into a classroom. And a good story is I was asked to come into an AP environmental science class. I go into the school and I am now up close and personal with, because again, when you're in assembly, you're on stage or you're mic'd up somewhere and you got 200, 300, 400 people in the audience. Well, now you're in a classroom setting with 30 students. And at 30 students, you can do so much educating. And I know that you're limited to the bell, so you got 42 minutes and you got to get it all in. And that's part of what the planning is. And yes, I do take notes to that as well. And I get so much enjoyment because there's a great rapport with the students in that setting. I do speak at Green Fest. And anytime that I am on stage or in front of a large audience, you also know me, Inspector Dave. I am a man of props, and I have all these different fly rods. I bring kayaks, and props are so, especially when you're speaking to younger children, sometimes it is the kayak they see, the snowshoes, and the story that goes along with it. I was speaking at a kindergarten class one time, and I got a kid inside the kayak, and I taught her how to paddle the kayak. So she's paddling the kayak as I'm pushing her across her classroom floor. Like, those are just really, really cool things. Now, over this past winter, I was asked to speak to a couple of Cub Scout and Boy Scout troops. And last week, I was actually speaking at a troop that was Troop 141. That is the troop that I grew up in as a scout, as a child. So I ended that with, and it really meant it, it was just good to be home. So for me, like, those are the cool experiences I have when I get to speak out in public.
Wow, yeah, public speaking is fun, and I'm sure you get as much out of it as the audience does. And that's the great thing. If you ever get into public speaking, it's such an enjoyable thing, and I know you have a passion for it and really help educate people. Now, besides the TV cameras, you always have a Nikon P510 digital camera with you on any adventures. Where did you learn your camera skills from?
Well, and you've had the opportunity as well. When we were filming the documentary with filmmaker Michael Mataloni, who's also a professional photographer, Michael is just brilliant. And it's funny, and you were just talking before about, you know, life is a learning experience. Well, when I'm out filming with Michael and you are watching, like, I'm shooting the same thing with my digital as he's shooting, and I begin to ask him questions. So why did you capture it that way? Why did you put this piece in the foreground, and what are you looking to? And it's funny that Gabby and I were on our bike ride yesterday, and when we were done, we were by a lake, and I showed her how to take your eyes in the photograph that you're taking, how to take it from the foreground, which happened to be some Phragmites, across the lake to a huge white pine that was there. And that is, you know, I take the things I've learned from Michael, and then life is an experience, and I'm out there shooting all the time. And if people want to actually see my photos, because many of you are subscribed to my Twitter, it's Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E Outdoors, or Facebook, you know, you got the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure Facebook page, the Joey B's Outdoor Science and Nature Facebook page. So you could look at my photos, because we're always putting photos in every day to let you know where we are and what we're doing. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com.
So do you have any new gear ready to go that's going to lead us to more adventures and stories?
Well, the answer is yes. And I just did the Ramsey Outdoor commercial, and Ramsey Outdoor has given me, and I won't even tell you which one it is just yet, but I got a brand new paddleboard. And the paddleboard is the largest paddleboard they make, and it is super buoyant. And you go, okay, so why? Because it's an actual fishing kayak. So it is made where I could stand up with my fly rod. I've got an angle cooler that mounts to it with four fishing rod holders on it, and I can get out there. And in the cooler, yeah, you could put food, but you can also put your clothing if you want extra, because again, it's sealed, so it's going to keep everything. It'll keep your food fresh and your clothing fresh and anything else that you want to put inside there. So that's one piece of it. And then that paddleboard is large enough that Gabby and I will get onto it. And I've done some research about how you take a second young passenger on the paddleboard so we can paddle around. And probably, and he knows this, my nephew, and I'll call him Little Wyatt, who happens to be 6'7". Wyatt uses my other paddleboard, loves it, but he is so large that the paddleboard's not wide enough for his stride. And when he gets on it, the back of the paddleboard is actually submerged underwater. So it's not buoyant enough for him. So Wyatt will get to use this paddleboard while I use the other paddleboard that works for me when we just want to get out there and go for a paddle. And I'm sure we will have a show coming up on the first time I get out there and use that paddleboard.
Sounds to me like more than one show. Boy, a lot going on there with that new equipment. So what is your favorite show that you filmed or the best podcast that you like the most that you recorded?
You know, Inspector Dave, you asked that question and you know this. That's a real tough answer because we film so many different things. We record so many different shows. And since I love every bit about the outdoors, every bit about nature, every bit about science, it's like something is always intriguing me. But I'll give you a few things. One is, hey, and I do mean this, it's the organic gardening section that I either film with you or record podcast shows with you because I'm always learning from you. Well, if we're going to do something on fishing, I was able to fish with Mark LaPree, and Mark just passed away recently. He was one of the ESPN bass pros, and we were up on Lake Champlain doing smallmouth bass fishing tactics, and this guy was just brilliant. So talk about the learning process, and then the most important thing, and Mark was saying this, but it's who I am as well, is Mark says, Joey, look at the beauty that's out here. And you're on Lake Champlain and everywhere you go, and he said it, but I've said this often myself, is everywhere you look, it's a postcard. And for me, I could be out filming a fishing thing and all of a sudden hear a barred owl and the fishing rods are down and we're no longer fishing. We're out with the cameras and we're chasing barred owls. And to me, that's the, I guess the film part. The research part is, you know, again, I use the grizzly bear one or my wolf research, and I'm able to give a podcast show about what it was like to be out there to do research on wolves and tracking wolves in, with their summer movements. And then the documentary, and Inspector Dave, we even got you out there on some of the camera work with us. And the documentary, it's on a natural phenomenon, and I can't tell people what it is because we're still working on it. But to be out there and to do those, and to, again, to have those experiences, and every day is a new adventure. And I just love, hey, doesn't matter what it is, I'm going to love, if it's outside the studio, I love being in the studio, but if it's outside the studio, I'm going to be in love with what we do.
So now we're looking into the future. If you could go anywhere and record a podcast show or film an adventure, what would it be? Where would you go?
You know what? I've got the instant answer on that one. And the reason why I have the instant answer, this is a place I've longed to go to. Don't know why haven't gotten there yet. And there's one animal that I have been dying to learn about, film. I want to get to the Everglades and film alligators. And it's just like, it's something inside of me that says that I need to go there. Because if people don't know this, when you get to the tip of the Everglades, it is actually seawater, which is saltwater. And there's a small population of crocodiles there too. And people don't, because we just think about Florida and alligators. And it's not just Florida, because you can find them in Georgia, South Carolina. I've actually seen a few up in South Carolina near the Myrtle Beach area. So you've got these gators, and I'm just dying to learn about them. And then, again, being in the Everglades, it's a place I have not gotten to yet. And again, I've sort of canvassed this country pretty well. I've been to Florida a million times, but I guess I need to go a million and one to get into the Everglades.
Okay, wow, that's a pretty ambitious goal there. So what podcast show do you actually have planned already for this year?
Well, we like to cover many different topics because, as you know, when you ask the question initially, there are so many people that listen to our podcast shows, and thank you very much for all your listeners out there. And the show just keeps growing literally by the thousands each week. And I give this varied taste because some people just learn love animals. Well, we've got the awesome animals, and I will be planning many awesome animals. And I've gotten a lot of requests, you know, from meteorology, weather questions, and I'll be doing that. The new outdoor gear, well, you know, hey, we just spoke about that paddleboard. Yeah, it's going to be going out there. The organic gardening, because every year we have a new experimental crop. I will grow one, you grow one, and that's how we learn. And I actually have a new experimental crop that I will be growing this year. And I'm not telling anybody what it is just yet, but when I get it, begin to grow it, and then look at the results. I will do a podcast show about it. I've also gotten lots of requests about from geology, and I love rocks, fossils, minerals, so I will get that. And there will always be some fun surprise podcast shows.
So I hear you're back to playing the guitar. What made you go back, and why now?
That's a great question. Many of you may or may not know, but my minor in college, botany, biology, environmental scientist, graduate work and all that. And my minor actually as an undergrad was music. And I was the guitar playing man. And I actually at one point, I'd say, I don't want to never say really good, but I was pretty good at what I did and just loved doing it. And as time went on, I sort of got myself separated from the guitar, really because I'm doing so many different things and so many, and you're outside and you're out in the wild, you're filming, you're doing this and that. And about a year ago, I just got this urge and said, it's time to get back into it. So I started to put a little bit of time, and this was last winter. And then once again, the spring and summer came, and again, we still film in the wintertime, but you know, you spend a little bit extra time in the winter indoors. And then I just started to pick it up again, and half hour a day. But that half hour a day, I said, let me go out and find new things that I really didn't know much about. So I started to listen, and Chet Atkins is this brilliant guitarist. And as I started to listen to some Chet Atkins and guitar players, you might call them solos, but we just call them licks. Listen to a few Chet Atkins licks and YouTube and a few things. And I find a guy named Tommy Emmanuel. And Tommy Emmanuel is, he was in love with Chet Atkins and picked up his style of finger picking. And I just started to listen to Tommy Emmanuel. I go, I got to work on that. And then there are these YouTube lessons from Tommy Emmanuel. So I started to do those. And I love the Southwest. I love Southwest music, and which people might just call Spanish guitar. And I started to pick up some finger picking techniques with some Spanish guitar. And this may sound goofy and giddy. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to put my time in. And while I put my time in, I'm going to start to learn Christmas music. And you go, wait, but it's March and April, May and June. Yeah, well, I'm going to play Christmas music all year long on the guitar. So at Christmas time, when someone says, can you, and I'm just going to pick it up and play through. So that's actually my guitar lessons, needing to learn more and wanting to learn more and enjoying the time doing it.
Oh, that's great to hear that story. It's such a good escape music, you know, good downtime, and it's good for the brain, you know, to have an instrument of some type to play with. And it's just not, the family too, and people you live with, they get to hear your music. So congratulations again on your 200th show. Thank you for helping me or letting me be a part of this show. I'm honored that I was included in the 100th and the 200th here. So congratulations. And I guess you should have the closing word since it's your show.
No. Today was actually your show, but I'll take the closing words. Hey, and I just want to thank everyone. I really mean this from my heart. Thank you for all the listeners out there. And hey, as we say, just keep spreading the word, and we'll be there. So Inspector Dave, I know you'll probably be speaking at a few other shows here, but I'm personally inviting you to be the host of the 300th show.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.